Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just talking some football involving Drew Brees. Now bringing in Andrew Brandt, columnist for the MMQB Business of Sports podcast. And Andrew, I have a question for you because we were talking about Tom Brady before, and the Patriots are again in the midst of a quasi scandal, but it doesn't seem to be, you know, generating the kind of headlines maybe we would have expected. How do you think the business of the NFL is affected at all, or what their possible options are with that latest Patriots tape?
Yeah, good morning, Robin. I think something's got to happen there. The question is what and when. I think when is going to be sometime in the off season. We get past the season, we get past the playoffs, and then it's going to be less emotion about it. But as you mentioned, there doesn't seem to be the emotion, certainly not of the first Spygate, certainly not of Deflategate, certainly not of anything like that. Because I think people are still trying to process what exactly this wasn't a football person, some video, he works for Kraft, why is he filming the sidelines? I mean, again, I think the lingering thing that people have in their minds is, are the Patriots doing something again?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good, because I think everyone outside of New England kind of raises their eyebrows. Now, everyone inside of New England cannot fathom anything like this, that they're cheating, but, you know, you have these sort of two camps, and what this raises again is, what are they doing? Are they going to the edge and crossing it? Are they going to the edge and what they're doing is done by other teams? That's the questions I'm getting.
Yeah, and from the NFL standpoint, do they have to look at it from the brand integrity? You know, I guess that's the overarching issue there, because the Patriots, it's not some random team. It would be easy if it's some random team. You could either give them a slap on the wrist and nobody would notice, or you could go really hard and say, we're never accepting this. But when you're dealing with the dynasty, the number one dynasty in the history of your sport, having any questions about the legitimacy of everything they've done has to be something that Roger Goodell takes into account, no?
Yeah, I mean, the mantra of every commissioner in every sports league is integrity, and that's why they got punished for Spygate, that's why they got punished for Deflategate, you know, and I think this raises it again. But, you know, what the NFL is you and I talk all the time, is this rotating series of stories that got a lot of attention a couple weeks ago, got a lot of attention when Jay Glazer broke news about it, but now we're back in the playoffs and everything else. So I think that's great for the Patriots. We moved on to other stories. But there will be discipline. I can't see this happening without discipline. But it won't be a number one pick, and it won't be $1 million fine, but something.
Robin Lundberg talking to Andrew Brandt, columnist for the MMQB Business of Sports podcast. One more on that then. If it isn't, you know, draft picks, if it isn't a massive fine or even a suspension for Belichick, does it then matter? Because I think fans will see anything, you know, less than that as almost nothing.
Well, I certainly didn't say it wouldn't be a draft pick. It's not going to be a number one draft pick.
Gotcha.
But I think we could have something. And again, you're right, fans don't pay attention to fifth-round draft picks, but teams do. I mean, teams like the Patriots definitely do. So there could be discipline that affects them, and as you said, what hits the bottom line with teams, and having been run a team for 10 years, it's not necessarily money. It is the team building. Draft picks are very important.
Big game tomorrow. You know, switching gears a little bit. You have the Eagles and the Patriots. I mean, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Patriots on the mind at all times. But the Cowboys, they're interesting to me because I think they get more media attention than every team outside of maybe the Patriots, and therefore everything is judged on a different scale when they've kind of been an above average team, and we act like they're either, you know, this great team or this disaster depending on the week. And then, therefore, we're also assessing everything about them on a week-in and week-out basis, including Dak Prescott's future contract. We know he's a little banged up, but is Dak Prescott playing the remainder of this season for anything from a negotiation standpoint? Or is that the kind of thing from your experience that would already be, you know, locked in as far as where they are?
Yeah, first of all, in the game, you know, I live around Philadelphia, and there's been so much negativity about the team, even though they've suffered all these injuries. But, you know, they win tomorrow, and they're hosting a playoff game. So it's just amazing how, you know, things turn around so fast in the NFL. Getting to Dallas, of course, I think the story of the offseason, from my point of view, business, is you had Wentz and Goff cash in, and Prescott did not. So from a business point of view, I think that helps him, because the market will rise every year, and he'll be negotiating off a platform of a franchise tag, $25 million, instead of the platform he had this year, like $700,000. So he'll get a massive deal, and I think that happens whether they're in the playoffs or not, but he'll get a bump if they win tomorrow. So there's so much on the line tomorrow. I just think, you know, Dallas is going to go all in, more so if they win tomorrow in the offseason. I think Philadelphia could change their whole team if they lose tomorrow. It's just a massive game, not only for what happens in 2 weeks in the playoffs, but for their offseason. And again, the coaching staff of Dallas, are they in if they win? Maybe even not, but if they lose, it would seem they're out.
So when you're managing a client and that those things factor in, like, how does that work? You call in the team every week. Hey, that was a good week. What do you think now? Like, is it changing on a moment to moment, game by game sort of basis?
You can't be like that. You know, especially when I was with the Packers, you know, we'd have a player that was up for a contract. He'd have a big play. Everyone in the press box would kind of turn and look at me and say, cha-ching. But, you know, I'm not looking at the agent when a player has a bad game, because I think you just have to look at the overall body of work. And you had a lot of that cha-ching mentality with Dak early in the season when they were dominating bad teams. But then they started losing to good teams, but you didn't really hear anyone like Dak's really hurting his market value. So I don't think it means a lot. And it's easier as a team exec than an agent, because agents like to get things riled up. But you have to sort of stay even keel through these contract years.
Andrew Brandt, appreciate your time as always.
Always enjoy it, Robin. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.